Most of the criminal and civil justice budget has been decided on. That's according to Stewart Republican Senator Joe Negron, the vice chair of the Criminal Budget Conference.
If you look at the big picture of our entire budget area, less than 1% of the funding issues are unresolved. So the fact that we've come to an agreement on literally 99% of the funding issues and then only a handful of policy issues, I think, speaks well for all of us working together to find common ground.
And Republican Representative Larry Metz, the Criminal Budget Conference Chair, echoed those thoughts during Monday's meeting.
We did land the plane pretty early in the process, relatively speaking, and with almost everything agreed upon, just a few things that we kind of knew almost from the beginning that we wouldn't be able to resolve. And so it went very smoothly, and I just want to thank you.
Negron says among the unresolved issues are $1 million for a technology audit for the Florida Department of Corrections, a request by Baker Republican Greg Evers, the Senate Criminal Justice Chairman.
Senator Evers, who's the policy chair in this area, wants to make sure that if we purchase new technology, that the technology is something where it can communicate with other agencies, where it's easy for the legislature and others that oversee the department to be able to get access to the technology, and that it isn't in a bunch of different silos. So that's an issue that's been important to have.
Another area of disagreement is funding for a $1 million grant program for police body cameras.
A number of senators believe that the use of body cameras with officers in the field and also with our corrections officers in prison will protect officers from allegations that are not substantiated, and will also, you know, provide the public and law enforcement with a more accurate rendition of what occurred. So that's important to the Senate, and we'll move forward with it.
Both the House and Senate did agree on about $145,000 for a similar effort at Sumter Correctional Institution, says Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones.
It's money for a pilot to start to use body cameras to monitor inmate and officer activity at Sumter. And Sumter's a camp that's very highly regulated for youthful offenders and juveniles. And Representative Richardson has asked that we start to pilot there to continue on his good work with our youthful offender population.
Jones had also initially asked for 472 staffing positions. She'd later upped the request to 734. She says that would help address understaffing and help in her effort to reduce corrections officer shifts from 12 to 8 hours. Although sympathetic to that request, Metz says the budget chair simply couldn't make the numbers work.
We're not giving them every last dollar because we don't have the ability to do that. Sometimes we just can't go as far as we want to. We can't necessarily do it all in one fell swoop. But I do, from a policy perspective, not budget, support Secretary Jones' effort to go to an 8-hour shift.
And Jones says she understands that, which is why she'll be back again next year with a similar staffing request.
The reason that I asked to go back to 8 hours was to, we've used a staffing study that's going to be completed the end of May, which is going to be the gold standard for implementing relief factor, which I had originally asked for in this cycle. I think it's going to get us close to level one staffing, but the relief factor goes to those level two and three, but it's going to give me a much better number to go forward with next year.
The Florida Department of Corrections just signed a new prison health two-year contract with Centurion Florida totaling $268 million. The prison agency had to sign a new contract after the private prison health care provider for most of the state, Horizon Health, abruptly left. Jones says she's hopeful the money she needs to fund other services won't be eaten up by this unexpected expense. Meanwhile, the Florida House is now poised to vote on a bill to put guidelines in place for the state's crime labs to follow when processing rape kits. Negron and Metz agreed on $2.3 million to help take care of the thousands of untested rape kits. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.